रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पते नमः। सुंदरकांड चैप्टर नंबर 41। मारुति डिस्ट्रॉयज द अशोक ग्रोव। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। Then did the lady Sita speak highly of him, and Anjaneya turned his thoughts on his journey back. So he betook himself to a spot apart and discussed the situation. I decided to accomplish two things, to find out the whereabouts of the lady Sita and of Ravana. Now I have come across a lady and have spoken with her, but something yet remains to be done in the matter of acquainting myself with the position of Ravana. I have gone through this Lanka as thoroughly as possible and the various likely spots in it, but I have not yet secured a complete knowledge of the strength and weaknesses of the Rakshasas and the innermost plans and hopes of Ravana. And towards it, I should follow the fourth mean, war in preference to alliance, bribery and dissensions. For alliance is out of question with the Rakshasas. Bribery is equally so in the case of such as command boundless wealth and luxury. Even so, it is impossible to sow dissensions among those that are inflated with the sense of unrivaled strength, might and valor. Now, the learned tell us that we should not resort to war because victory and defeat are uncertain factors in it. But there is also the other maxim, everything ends well to him of supreme might. Then defeat is not in my record, because I am of matchless strength and valor. Thus I decide that prowess alone can accomplish my purpose. I see no other way to it. These practitioners will come to realize what they are worth only after all the best and bravest lie low in the field of battle. But you may say that your Lord Sugriva ordered you to find out the whereabouts of Ravana and Sita. Now, is it not a crime, a breach of duty, to seek to meddle with things foreign to it? Now, I think that a really capable man is one who, while carrying out the orders of his master, yet accomplishes many other objects that do not militate against it. Even for securing a very insignificant purpose, one must not trust to one's means alone. He must have strings to his bow. Such a one is verily the successful envoy, they who speak of great purposes. I would not have carried out the orders of my lord unless I go back to him with a thorough knowledge of the strength and weakness of the Rakshasas and the relative worth of myself and this unholy brood of night rangers. Should he choose to ask me details about this Lanka and its Rakshasas, how could I satisfy him? So, I must seek for the most effective method to bring about a fight between myself and the Rakshasas here. It is then that Ravana would be rightly impressed with the difference between myself and his armies. Then I will face this ruler of Rakshasas in the midst of his ministers and generals, acquaint myself thoroughly with his might and his deep-laid plans about the Lady Sita, and go back with a cheerful heart. Now, this Ashoka wood charms the eyes and the hearts of the beholders with its strange trees and creepers. The much-vaunted Nandana of Indra is nowhere before this. Should I shatter and lay in ruins this pleasure grove of this cruel Rakshasa, like unto a forest fire grasping at the tops of tall trees, he will be mad with rage. Then he will dispatch his fighters to fight me, and then will come about a frightful encounter between myself and these monsters. And then my valor will consume them to nothing, and then I will go back to Kishkindha, content. Thus did Marathi take counsel with himself. Mighty rage took hold of him, even as his father Lord Vayu. He put forth his dreadful strength and crashed down huge trees through the frightful speed and impact of his thighs. He made a ruin of the pleasure grove attached to the harem. He broke to bits the tall and beautiful trees that grazed the woods with the birds of diverse hue and shape. He shattered the tanks and the watercourses. He reduced to dust the graceful hills and mountains so curiously wrought to disport upon. The birds shrieked in terror. The creepers faded and died. Lotuses and other flowers in the lakes turned black. The birds shriveled. The once charming Ashoka Grove was now unsightly to look at, even as if the forest fire passed through it. The creepers looked like girls struck dumb with terror. Pleasure houses, stone walls, pleasant bowers, and other buildings were things of the past, along with them the great serpents and the wild beasts that haunted them. That beloved garden of Ravana, once his pride and joy, was now a shapeless ruin. The evergreen wood that was the prison house of Lady Sita was now consumed by the might and wrath of Maruti. The griefless wood was a sorry sight to see, and its trees lay uprooted and broken as if their grief was too heavy for them. Thus did Maruti strike deep into the pride and heart of the Rakshasa lord. He resolved to fight single-handed with the countless Rakshasa braves. He shone, as it were, with a halo born of strength, courage, and enthusiasm, and stationed before the garden gates to wait on his foes. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunapti Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.